This is Ian Pickus for WAMC News. Long Island Congressman Lee Zeldin says he will run for governor of New York in 2022, the latest Republican to test the waters. The Republican, who's been a fierce critic of third-term Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo, made the announcement on Fox News. Zeldin is in his fourth term in the House, representing the 1st District. The 41-year-old ally of former President Trump previously served in the state Senate.
Listen, on so many different levels, that everyone is coming to the conclusion, whether you're Republican, Democrat, anywhere in between, that this guy has been there too long, it's time to go.
Cuomo has long planned to seek a fourth term, but his re-election chances are murky as he faces mounting scandals related to COVID-19 nursing home deaths, sexual harassment allegations, and his pandemic memoir.
It's the deadly nursing home order and cover-up. It's all of these scandals of abuse. It's the COVID testing preferential treatment to his family at private residence with State Department health officials.
Zeldin's announcement came a day after the son of former New York City mayor and Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani said he is considering a run. Andrew Giuliani, a former aide to President Trump, tells the Washington Examiner, "I plan to run." Giuliani said he sees an opening for a Republican candidate. Giuliani is 35 and has not held elected office.
It's an aggressive, detailed, and bold agenda that will require each of us to cast aside the petty divisions that...
New York hasn't elected a Republican governor since George Pataki won a third term in 2002. Other potential GOP candidates could be Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro, who lost to Cuomo in 2018 and has been ramping up his criticism of the governor, and North Country Congresswoman Elise Stefanik, who's called for Cuomo to resign while repeatedly referring to him as the worst governor in America on Twitter. Stefanik of the 21st District is also a close Trump ally, seen as a rising Republican star on the strength of her fundraising efforts. Now in her fourth term, Stefanik became the youngest woman ever elected to Congress in 2014. New York has never elected a female governor. State Republican Party Chair Nick Langworthy told WAMC he thinks voters will change their minds about one-party rule in Albany.
It's a lot of ground to cover, but I think that with a lot of the issues that are at the forefront, we have the opportunity, to capture ground because people see what's happened with unbridled Democratic control.
Democrats have an overwhelming voter registration edge in New York. Despite his political peril, with most of New York's congressional delegation and much of the state legislature calling on him to resign, public polls suggest it may be too early to write off Cuomo's chances for a fourth term, even as he faces an assembly impeachment inquiry and an investigation overseen by the attorney general. A Quinnipiac poll in March found 49% of voters did not want Cuomo to step down, although two-thirds did not want Cuomo to seek a fourth term. A Siena poll released around the same time found a strong majority of Democrats and a plurality of independents think Cuomo can govern effectively despite the allegations. Ian Pickus, WAMC News.